The History of Artificial Intelligence. The idea of mechanical beings has long fascinated inventors, engineers, mathematicians, and dreamers. From the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, to the childlike robots of Spielberg's Artificial Intelligence, AI, to the murderous robots of The Terminator, the idea of machines that act and think like people has fascinated us. In Greek mythology, the god Vulcan forged mechanical handmaidens of gold and three-legged tables that could move under their own power. As early as 400 BC, the Greek mathematician Archytas of Tarentum wrote about the possibility of making a robot bird propelled by steam power. In the 1st century AD, Hero of Alexandria, credited with designing the first machine based on steam, designed automatons, one of them with the ability to talk, according to legend. 900 years ago, Al-Jazari designed and constructed automatic machines such as water clocks, kitchen appliances, and musical instruments powered by water. In 1495, the great Renaissance Italian artist and scientist, Leonardo da Vinci, drew diagrams of a robot knight that could sit up, wave its arms, and move its head and jaw. Historians believe that this was the first realistic design of a humanoid machine. The first crude but functioning robot was built in 1738 by Jacques de Vaucanson, who made an android that could play the flute, as well as a mechanical duck. The word robot comes from the 1920 Czech play RUR by playwright Karel Čapek. Robot means drudgery in the Czech language and labor in Slovak. In the play, a factory called Rossum's Universal Robots creates an army of robots to perform menial labor. Unlike ordinary machines, however, these robots are made of flesh and blood. Eventually, the world economy becomes dependent on these robots. But the robots are badly mistreated and finally rebel against their human masters, killing them off. In their rage, however, the robots kill all the scientists who can repair and create new robots, thereby dooming themselves to extinction. In the end, two special robots discover that they have the ability to reproduce and the potential to become a new robot Adam and Eve. Robots were also the subject of one of the earliest and most expensive silent movies ever made, Metropolis, directed by Fritz Lang in 1927 in Germany. The story is set in the year 2026, and the working class has been condemned to work underground in wretched, squalid factories, while the ruling elite play above ground. A beautiful woman, Maria, has earned the trust of the workers, but the ruling elite fear that one day she might lead them to revolt. So they ask an evil scientist to make a robot copy of Maria. Eventually, the plot backfires because the robot leads the workers to revolt against the ruling elite and bring about the collapse of the social system. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is different from the previous technologies we have discussed so far in that the fundamental laws that underpin it are still poorly understood. Although physicists have a good understanding of Newtonian mechanics, Maxwell's theory of light, relativity, and the quantum theory of atoms and molecules, the basic laws of intelligence are still shrouded in mystery. The Newton of AI probably has not yet been born. But mathematicians and computer scientists remain undaunted. To them, it is only a matter of time before a thinking machine walks out of the laboratory. The most influential person in the field of AI, a visionary who helped to lay the cornerstone of AI research, was the great British mathematician Alan Turing. It was Turing who laid the groundwork of the entire computer revolution. He visualized a machine, since called the Turing machine, that consisted of just three elements: an input tape, an output tape, and a central processor, such as a Pentium chip, that could perform a precise set of operations. From this, he was able to codify the laws of computing machines and precisely determine their ultimate power and limitations. Today, all digital computers obey the rigorous laws laid down by Turing. The architecture of the entire digital world owes a great debt to Turing.